Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I am pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihadihi wa qtada bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to our series on the signs before the last day. Now that we've finished with the majority of the signs and we've also discussed on whom the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, is going to come, let us begin with the day of judgment itself. A day very, very great indeed. And we know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to something as great, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ, the tremor of the hour, the final hour, is indeed something very great. We know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of something in the Holy Quran, it is absolutely of very great integrity, importance, and significance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that which He mentions as being something great, that gives us an even more understanding that this must be something very colossal, very, very great. So the day of Qiyamah, this day in fact has numerous names. And in the Holy Quran alone, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this day by numerous names. And after becoming familiar with some of the names of the day of Qiyamah, this will also give us an understanding of what that day is all about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as the day of resurrection, the day on which reckoning will take place. There are numerous other names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to this day. Imam Ghazali, Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah, as well as Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, they have listed 50 different names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the day of Qiyamah alone, most of which could, or some of which could be found in the Holy Quran, and others which could be found in other places. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned other names as well. And then Ibn Najah rahimahullah, other scholars, Ibn Qutayba rahimahullah, they have mentioned the names of the day of Qiyamah. They have listed numerous, numerous names. So what are some of the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this day? Perhaps one of the most common names is Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. The word Qiyamah actually comes from Qama Yaqum, which means to stand, to rise. And in Arabic, they had given it the Qiyamah, you know, the ta, marbuta, at the end of it. And this was a custom of the Arabs to do so in their speech when something was of a great happening, a great event. This is something that they would use in some of the words that meant something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu la ilaha illahu la yajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamati la rayba fi. Allah la ilaha illahu. Surely He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, about which there is no doubt. Allah said, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ or وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا. And we shall gather them on the day of resurrection. So Qiyamah, to resurrect. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to this day, He's given to this day, is Yawmul Akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as the last day. Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. But al-birr, which is the quality of righteousness, according to some translations, of the is the one who believes in Allah and the last day, the angels, the book, the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The masajid of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and in the last day. Sometimes the last day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Not just al-akhirah, which is the hereafter, yawmul akhir, which is the last day. Allah refers to it as ad-darul akhirah, which is the home of the hereafter. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Or وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Verily, the home of the hereafter, that is the life indeed, the eternal life that will never end if they but knew. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obviously referring to it as the last day, because we know this is the day after which there will be no more days, and indeed there will only be eternity. Another name Allah gave to it was As-Sa'ah. We refer to this series as the alamatu sa'a, the signs of as-sa'a, the hour. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa inna sa'ata la'atiyah fasfahi as-safh al-jameel. And the hour is surely coming. So O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overlook their faults with gracious forgiveness. Allah said, inna sa'a إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. Verily, the hour is coming and I am almost hiding it. Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. So Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions regarding this word as-sa'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes in the Holy Quran, that as-sa'ah generally refers to an unspecified portion of time, but customarily it was used to refer to an hour, or 1/24 parts in the night and day, when it's divided, which is basically the basis of time. Now, when as-sa'ah is, when it's mentioned in general terms with the alif lam, the definite article as-sa'ah at the very beginning of it, then this refers to the current time, which means now. And the resurrection, the day of qiyamah, is also called as-sa'ah. A, either because it is close at hand, for everything that is coming is near, or this is an indication of the tremendous heart-stopping events that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Others said that it is also referred to as as-sa'a, the hour, because it will come suddenly, all of a sudden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Holy Quran as well. Nonetheless, another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to it was Yawmul Ba'ath, which is the day of resurrection. Ba'ath also means to resurrect. Ya ayyuhan nasu in kuntum fi rajbin min al-ba'ath. O mankind, if you are in doubt about the resurrection, Allah said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانَ لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ. And those who had been bestowed with knowledge and faith, they will say, indeed you have stayed according to the decree of Allah until the day of resurrection. So al-ba'ath refers to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the dead and Allah will bring them forth on the day of Qiyamah. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this day, يوم الخروج, the day of coming out. Allah said, يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج. The day when they will hear a sayha, which is a shout, an enormous blast or a shout in the truth, that will be the day of coming out. In other words, coming out from the graves, the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Allah said, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوفِضُونَ. The day when they will come out of the graves quickly as racing to a goal. Allah said elsewhere in the Holy Quran, ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Then afterwards, when he will call you by a single call, behold, you will come out, تَخْرُجُونَ, to come out from the earth, from your graves, for reckoning, for recompense. So it is also referred to this because the people will come out of their graves when the trumpet is blown, much more of which, inshallah, we will discuss in the future episode. Nonetheless, other names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to it were Al-Qari, القارعه. We know the very, very famous chapter beginning with القارعه. ما القارعه وما أدراك ما القارعه. So القارعه, the striking hour. ما القارعه, what is the striking hour? Another name for the day of قيامة. And what will make you know what the striking hour is? Allah said, كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعه. ثمود, the people of Salih alayhi salam, Aad, the people of Hud alayhi salam, these people denied the qari'ah, the striking hour of the day of Qiyamah. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, of course, the famous commentator of the Holy Quran, he says it is called al-qari'ah because the day of Qiyamah will strike the heart with terror. And others said that this is why it was referred to al-qari'ah, because they were stricken with the calamities of time, its terrors, its distress, when it strikes the heart. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the day of qiyamah is yawmul fasl. Fasl, judgment, decision. Allah said, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. It'll be said that this is the day of judgment that you used to deny. Elsewhere Allah said, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. That will be a day of decision. We have brought you and the men of old together. Allah said, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Verily the day of decision is a fixed time. That will be the day of decision, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide, will judge between his slaves, and that concerning which they deferred and disputed. Allah said, "Inna rabbaka huwa yafsilu baynahum yawm al-qiyamah fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun." Verily, your Lord will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah concerning that wherein they used to differ. Another name, the eighth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives to the day of Qiyamah is Yawmuddin. Yawmuddin, the day of recompense. Allah said, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ وَمَا هُمَ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. Here we didn't just read the ayah in particular where Allah mentioned the day of Qiyamah with the title Yawmuddin, but the entire set of verses as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an amazing description. And verily the fujjar, which is the wicked people, the disbelievers, the sinners, the evildoers, they'll be in a blazing fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, the fire of hell. Therein they will enter and they will taste its burning flame on the day of recompense. And they, in other words, the fujjar, will not be absent therefrom. And what will make you know the day of recompense is? Again, what will make you know what the day of recompense is? It'll be the day when no person shall have power to do anything for anyone else, and the decision that day will be wholly with Allah. So a deen means recompense and reckoning. This is obviously the day of recompense, because Allah will reward or Allah will punish his slaves, and Allah will bring them into account on that day for their actions. We ask Allah to make it easy for us. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. May Allah make our reckoning, when we are taken into account, our account, an easy one. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا عَائِشَةُ هَلَكْ. Oh Aisha, anybody who's interrogated, anybody whose book of deeds is looked into, they're destroyed. We want to be amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with the gardens of Jannah without any reckoning. Ameen. Another name Allah has given to it is As-Sakha. Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ. Then when there comes a sakha. Now the sakha refers to the trumpet blast. And this will perhaps be mentioned, of course, in detail later, but this can perhaps be referring to the second blowing of the trumpet on the day of Qiyamah. We will mention a little bit about the difference amongst the scholars, whether there is going to be a second and a third blast or sounding of the trumpet, or will there only be the two that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. So Ikrimah said, as a matter of fact, As-Sakha refers to the first blast, and At-Tamma refers to the second blast. Imam Tabari rahimahullah said, Sakha fulanun fulanan, which means so-and-so made so-and-so deaf. So this as-sakha is that which makes someone deaf. Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah said it's that which causes deafness, and it's so loud as to be heard. And this is probably one of the best meanings that have been given to the word as-sakha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to define or uses to describe and name the day of Qiyamah in the Holy Quran. And what this means is that the people, they'll become deaf to this world, and they'll be able to hear the matters of the day of Qiyamah. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he mentioned Imam Baghawi, rahimahullah, saying, As-sakha means the tumult of the day of Qiyamah. And it's called this because this will penetrate their ears to such an extent that it'll nearly make them deaf. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the day of Qiyamah, At-tammatul kubara. So فَإِذَا جَاتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. In other words, the greatest catastrophe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَى. Another name is the day of grief, the day of regrets. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us, الْغَاشِيَةُ, the overwhelming. And يَوْمُ الْحِسَابِ, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Allah also refers to it as الْوَاقِعَةُ, the event. Allah also refers to it as Yawmul Wa'id, the day that you had been warned about, or Yawmul Azifa, the day that is drawing near, Yawmul Jama', the day of assembling, Yawmul Haqqah, and Yawmul Talaq, the day of mutual meeting, Yawmul Tanad, the day when there will be mutual calling, Yawmul Taghabun, the day of mutual loss and gain. Another name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the day of Qiyamah in the Holy Quran, As-Sakha, the trumpet blast. Then فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ, then when there comes a sakha, which is the blowing of the trumpet on the day of Qiyamah. Whether this is the first blast, like Ikrimah said, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah had documented or recorded him, or whether like Tabari said, this is regardless if this is the first or the second, the fact of the matter is that this is a sound, a blast, which will cause the people to become deaf. And some said deaf to this world, and will make them hear the matters of the hereafter. Another name Allah gave to the day of Qiyamah was At-Tammatul Kubara. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, the greatest catastrophe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also referred to it as يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَى, the day of grief and regrets. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. O Muhammad, warned them of the day of grief and regrets when the case has been decided. And again, there are other verses in the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the day of Qiyamah as the day of sorrow, the day of regrets, because the disbelievers, they will definitely feel sorrow. The regret that they'll feel is unrivaled, unparalleled too. But then even some of the believers will feel regret on the day of Qiyamah that they did not do more deeds of righteousness and piety. Allah also refers to it as al-ghashiyah, the overwhelming. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ, has there come to you the narration of the overwhelming? In other words, the Holy Quran, it will cause the people. Allah said the day of Qiyamah is al-ghashiyah, the overwhelming is the day of Qiyamah. It will cause the people to overwhelm, it'll cause them grief. And another name, Yawmul Khulud, the day of eternal life. Udkhuluha bi salam, thalika Yawmul Khulud. To the people of Jannah, Allah will address them, telling them, enter therein in peace and security. May Allah make us amongst them. This is the day of eternal life. Yawmul Hisab is the day of reckoning. We know the reckoning that is going to take place on the day of Qiyamah, the good deeds, the bad deeds, all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also count his blessings. He is Al-Hisab. So Al-Waqi'ah, another name, is also the name of a chapter number 56 in the Holy Quran. Allah said, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, when the event, Al-Waqi'ah, the event. يوم الوعيد is the day that people were warned about. يوم الأزفة is the day that is drawing near. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْأَزِفَةِ, and يوم الجمع is the day of assembling. وكذلك وحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه. Another name Allah gave to it was الحاقة, which is the inevitable. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. يوم التلاق is the day of mutual meeting. يوم التناد is the day when there will be mutual calling. يوم التغابن is the day of mutual loss and gain. Different names that Allah has given to it. And Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions, but why? Why would one day be given so many attributes and so many different names? This is because this is how the Arabs express the importance of something. The sword, the camel, the horse, each one of these that is held in such high esteem has 250, some have 300, 400, 500 names to describe each one of them. And because the day of Qiyamah is more important than any one of these things, it's just so important and its terrors are so many, Allah has given it many, many different names in His book and has described it in many, many different ways. And what is some of the description that Allah gives to it in the Quran? Stay tuned in the following episodes. InshaAllah, we will continue. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.